Let's welcome in Xavier Scruggs, longtime MLBer, now with ESPN and the MLB Network, into the conversation. What's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Appreciate you guys having me. Everything is good over here.
I love it.
Pull a Freddie Freeman.
Are you
going
to start crying?
All emotional.
Yeah, are you going to start crying because you're so happy you're back on the show, for Xavier?
I'm not going to start crying, but I am feeling a little bit of the the emotions being able to talk early in the morning with you guys. I love it first thing in the morning.
So as a former player, and you see Freddie Freeman, the emotion pouring out of him, and I saw you make some comments about this on the MLB Network over the weekend, what would be going through your mind as a current teammate of Freddie Freeman based on how emotional he was and clearly the connection he still feels to the city of Atlanta and the Braves as a whole?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily would be disappointed, frustrated, any of those toward negative connotation. I just would want him to continue to feel how much of a family we are on the Dodgers side, right? You just want him to be able to understand that, hey, we can be just as special as that team. We have the tools. We brought you over here because we think that you fit us perfectly. And it's just a situation where you understand that he was there for a long period of time. There's a lot of emotions that come behind it. Obviously, we've learned even more now recently that he really expected to be a Brave. So you have to give him that time to kind of get over that. And I want to mention something you guys just mentioned earlier. Like, he's still banging. He's still swinging the stick. He's still playing Freddie Freeman baseball. So whether or not he's emotional and struggling during this time mentally, he's still doing what he needs to do as a professional on the field.
What about the decision that came out yesterday of him deciding to fire his agents? I mean, clearly it's, you connect the dots. It's because his emotional return to Atlanta played took a huge toll on him. But what do you make of that decision to move on from his agents?
Yeah, it just tells me a lot. It tells me that we understood he wanted to be a Brave, but I don't think we understood just as much how much he expected to still be in that uniform. I look at, it's a situation where you can tell that the agency, XL Sports, probably overplayed their hand. When you have representation that doesn't represent you the way that you wish to be represented, there's cause for concern there. There's cause for animosity. There's cause for disappointment. And I think we saw ultimately that the representation didn't play things the way that Freddie Freeman ultimately wanted it to be played.
We're joined by Xavier Scruggs, former MLB player, now with ESPN and the MLB Network, a team that was at least reportedly interested a little bit in Freddie Freeman here in Toronto with the Blue Jays. Of course, he ultimately signs with the Dodgers. The Jays doing just fine without Freddie Freeman, and a big win last night, a comeback win with Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. getting it done in the bottom of the ninth. But when you look at the AL East, Xavier, and the Yankees, they're in a class of their own. They're gone. They're going to win the division. And then you have the Jays, the Red Sox, and the Tampa Bay Rays, all pretty close in the standings. Do you have a team of those three that you think might emerge as the season goes on as the clear number two team in the AL East?
I don't know if I do necessarily. I think that the Blue Jays can be that team just because I felt like they haven't really even hit the stride that maybe we expected them to before the season even started. And, maybe that's because offensively they just didn't get going as early as we expected. But I think it can be that Blue Jays team. But I also don't want to count out what the Rays can do. I look at the Tampa Bay Rays. This is a team that hasn't played healthy all season. And yes, injuries happen to every single team, but you think about the Rays, they didn't have their phenom shortstop for a while. Wander Franco had been out for a while. Manny Margot, their hottest hitter at the beginning of the season, he's been out for a while. Brandon Lau, the dude that hit 39 homers last year, he's been out for almost the whole season so far. So, and you're just now starting to get back Shane Boz, who's a top prospect, who's going to be a great starting pitcher for them. Luis Patino has been out. So there's been so many injuries for this Rays team, and they're still right there. I think that can be another team that we can look at. But for now, I don't see one just being that much better than the other two.
When you look at the Blue Jays right now, You know, they've got great pitching. They've had some guys that have struggled with the with their pitching, like Berríos, like Yusei Kikuchi. They've lost Ryu. They've got Manoah and they got Gausman that are basically, you know, two horses that can be aces on this team. Do you think they need to make some significant additions to this pitching staff or to this roster to help them compete with the likes of the Yankees?
I mean, we've seen it year in and year out. There's no substitute for depth in starting pitching. And any team that has an opportunity to go get a guy that can give you a solid 5-6 innings every single time out, especially when you look at the back end of this rotation not necessarily being as strong as it can be, I think that's got to be the case. If there's an opportunity for you to go get somebody like a Frankie Montas or a Castillo from the Reds, or even something to solidify the middle innings in that bullpen, I think you have to. And I think that you look at your offense that started to click, you've got to be able to continue to support them by somebody going out there and giving you long innings within a game. And I think that you mentioned the names and Manoah and Gausman who have done that. I even look at Stripling's done a nice job of kind of coming in and being a guy that they've counted on a little bit more. We saw yesterday he only gave up two runs in 5 innings, but they need another workhorse. And if they can go out and get one, then you're talking about competing towards an AL championship and being more comparable to the Yankees.
The LA Angels might be looking for another arm as well after Archie Bradley, a reliever for the team, expected to miss a few months after fracturing his elbow in that big scrap between the Mariners and the Angels. You played professional baseball for a long time, Xavier. Can you give us a story about any type of bench-clearing brawls that you may have been involved in?
Oh, man. I go back to... So for me to go to a brawl, I have to go to my minor league season in AAA one year. A pitcher threw at one of the hitters, and I'm in the dugout, and I see the pitcher throw at one of our hitters. And not only – so the ball didn't hit the hitter. It brushed him back up awards around the head, and the pitcher started charging the hitter, going to home plate, running towards our hitter. Our hitter wasn't even trying to charge the mound. And he charged him. Melee ensued. Guys start throwing blows. Guys are out there, actually fighting. And I'm in there. I'm trying to pull guys off of our teammates. I'm not throwing any punches. I'm trying to pull guys off. And then when all is said and done, everybody's separated, go back to their dugouts. One of the other players on the other team, he just started running into our dugout to go fight somebody again. We thought it was all done. So it was a situation where it was two fights and one right after we thought it was done. It's crazy.
It's like sports radio here in Toronto. We have similar brawls all the time. You know, we're just running around here. Our producer said something Carlo doesn't like. You know, it's wild. But it's so crazy to see these brawls. And
think we're not shattering elbows.
No. We're far too delicate. Far too delicate. We have AC joint problems.
Yeah,
go ahead,
big time AC joint problems. Xavier, what do you make of a lot of the noise coming out of Boston yesterday from a lot of the sports writers and the columnists? Basically attacking some of the anti-vaxxers on the Red Sox, criticizing them for some personal decisions that they made not to get vaccinated, and obviously eliminating their chances of coming to places like Toronto and competing. And we saw that play a factor in yesterday's game in the ninth inning when they don't have Tanner Houck available for them to save the game. I understand we're living in a world where that's probably still a topic of discussion, but to think that you're shaming people for a personal health decision, I don't know if I necessarily agree with it. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, the shaming is definitely going a bit far. I do think it is a topic of discussion, especially as these teams, as it sits now, could possibly play each other, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, in the playoffs. And, you know, the series could be in Toronto. So I look at... It is a topic of discussion. You do have to at least consider as players on the team, is this something that I should reconsider? Because this can be a factor down the road and it going into the playoffs. I even look at games 157, I think, through 160. I want to say the Red Sox go back to play in Toronto again. So I think about, you know, it can be an issue down towards the end of this season. And it may just be a conversation amongst the clubhouse. And it's a situation where guys can kind of, hey, man, just think about it. Maybe we think about getting the vaccine. Obviously, we have more information about the vaccine, but I'm with you, man. You cannot, on air, you cannot go about, you know, necessarily shaming somebody for deciding to do something with their body. Because we understand this game only has a small window. Our life, it goes on after this game for much longer. So there are some thoughts there that I understand. But at the same time, I think this is more of a discussion with guys that you have built a relationship with and can kind of talk about with.
Xavier, thank you so much for doing this. And it's so great to have you back on the show. Thanks, man. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate you guys for having me. Take it easy.
All right. You too, man. That's Xavier Scruggs from ESPN and the MLB Network.